I've got Beach Boys stuck in my head, thanks to a certain someone in their script. But right now it is still February 13th for me. Singles Awareness Day hasn't arrived yet, but after midnight will be Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's to you all. Happy Singles Awareness Day. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. I picked up some ice cream. So I think I'm gonna treat myself tomorrow. I've got a big what's the big one? Is it a liter and a half? Anyways, ice cream tomorrow and maybe work. Honestly, it's gonna be another regular day for me. But maybe do I wanna stream a movie tomorrow in the server? I'll think about it. I kind of want to watch Top Gun. If I don't do it tomorrow, I might do it later on in the week. We'll see. Anywho, it's ramble time, and in light of Valentine's, let's have some crazy love. that sounds inappropriate. Let's talk about yanderes, because there's a script that I'm tinkering with right now. That's a yandere script. It's gonna be safe for work. I know I'm supposed to work on vampire, but my mind is on yandere. So I googled yandere quiz and I found two tests that I thought might be fun to go through. The first one is yandere test. Are you a yandere? Or in my case, am I a yandere? 10 questions. Apparently this was updated today? What? Anywho, let's look at this quiz. Are you wondering, am I yandere? Take this yandere test quiz and determine whether you are a yandere or a tsundere. The tsundere and yandere are two different types of ways the Japanese describe how girls change over time. A yandere is usually cold before gradually showing its warmer side. I think it should say her warmer side, his warmer side, their warmer side, not it. Anyways, whoever wrote this. This might be like a high schooler who wrote this, honestly. Anyways, whereas a tsundere comes off as lovely and gentle and then switches to aggressive and deranged. I didn't know tsunderes were deranged. Okay, so are you ready? Let's start the quiz. Remember to share your quiz with friends and I'm not sharing this with family. Okay. Start. Question number one. Your crush comes up to you in class and ask you for a pencil. What do you do? Do you say A? Of course, here it is, take it. You give him the pencil and then stare at him for the rest of the time in class. B, here you go, you give him the pencil. C, yeah, whatever. You throw the pencil on his desk and look away as if nothing ever happened. Oh, that one's definitely a tsundere. Or D, yes, here you go, just that. That's it, yes. I'm just gonna give him the dang pencil. B. What type of girl do you think you are? Yes, tell me, listeners, what type of girl are you that you're gonna do this test? I am... What? The answers are there. I am either a yandere, a tsundere, none of them, or I'm not sure. I thought the whole point of this quiz was to tell me whether I was or wasn't a yandere. This is a bad quiz, whoever wrote this. Okay, that's it. I'm pretty sure a high schooler wrote this. I checked off yandere, by the way. Question number three. You and your crush are having a sleepover. Ooh. And in the corner of your eye, you realize that he's peeking at you. taking off your pants in the bathroom. Wait, wait, wait. He's peeking at me. Okay, this sentence is bad. This is a run-on sentence. I don't think I could really convey how bad it is, and it doesn't make sense. So the question is, how do I react to someone peeking at me in the bathroom? Do I, A, you like what you see, big boy, and I start making faces and doing poses? B, you stare in horror and then start to cry. Oh. C, you instantly start to attack him. Yes, you go, girl. D, you keep taking your clothes off so you can see how long he stares. Oh my, it depends on how much I like the boy, I suppose. D, you shut the door. Well, the question is, what would you do to your crush? So I guess I like him. I think I would just be flustered and I'd shut the door. Okay. Question number four. What is your zodiac sign? Ooh. Is Skitty gonna share what month her birthday is in? My birthday is in December. But there is an option for none of the above, but let's say maybe I clicked the correct answer. I'm not going to tell you which one. Question number five. Which is your favorite anime series? Love Hina, Persona 3, Catherine, Naruto, School Days, and I don't watch any anime series. Is it bad that I don't know what some of these even are? I'm flip-flopping between... which is your favorite anime series? To be honest, none of these are. So, I will say I don't watch anime series. Question number six. He finally finds you and asks you what's wrong. What do you say? First of all, I don't know why I'm upset, but here are the answers. A. I love you, idiot. B. You don't speak to him. C. You kiss him and never let go until he pushes you away. D. Hug him tightly. Oh, I want the hug. Question 7. You and your crush have a big fight because he likes someone else. What do you say to him? A. Fine, not that I care anyway. And then I cry and run off. B. Fine, I understand. Smile, and I'm happy for you. And then apparently I do something really evil to the girl. That must be the yandere. Next answer. You baka. You laugh with a little sadness and eventually you guys continue to do what you're doing. I don't know what that falls under. Oh, shoot. D. I kill him. You're not allowed to like anybody else. Never mind that. That's the true yandere answer. I would like to say C, where I just go, oh, you idiot, and then feel a little sad. But the fact that it says baka, oh, No, I can't choose that answer. It's so... no. But all the other ones are also kind of cray-cray. I hate this. But I'm gonna go with baka. Question number 8. Pick a quality that suits your personality. A. Aggressive, arrogant, and sometimes a little crazy. B. Sweet, soft-spoken, and loving. C. Smart, calm, and kind. D. Deep and passionate lover. Well, I'm not smart, so I'm not gonna choose C. Am I a deep, passionate lover? No. I don't think I'm aggressive. Maybe a little crazy. But I'll go with soft-spoken. 9. You see a girl push your crush and hold on to him and then kiss him. What do I do? Oh, that bitch. What am I gonna do? A. I try to seem sad and not mad. I also start to fake cry, which makes the girl run off. Okay, A is a crazy answer. B. You shout, idiot, and then later try to explain that you were screaming at him for another reason. But that's not true. Honestly, this quiz is really bad. C. You go about your way, sadly. D. You scream at the girl so that she gets mad and runs off. It worked, but you ran off because you didn't want him to see you mad because of the kiss. This is such a dumb answer. D. You kill the girl, then quickly run off to the doorway and start your fake cry so that your crush can hear you. Okay. I'm just gonna calmly go about my way and, see, pretend nothing happened, just walk away. Last question. Who is my favorite anime character? And I'm scrolling and I don't know any of these girls. Oh, wait. Yuno. I recognize Yuno, but she's a Yandere. But she's the only one I recognize. So I'm a clicker. Okay, let's see what my answer is. I am neither a Yandere or Sundere. Which maybe is for the best. It says, I am just a regular girl who would treat her crush with a lot of respect, but not too much or too little. All right, that was a really bad quiz. I do not recommend this. Okay, what other quizzes are on the site? Yaoi quiz. How much do you know about Yaoi? Which Tinkerbell fairy are you? Which Sonic the Hedgehog character would you date? Okay, I'm sorry. As bad as the site is, I want to know. Which Sonic the Hedgehog character? I'm going to try to speed... Oh! It's only 6 questions. Perfect! Okay, let's do this. What's my favorite color? Blue, purple, yellow, white, light purple. Light purple sounds pretty. Do I like to time travel? It might be fun. Yes, I could fly. Who needs the past? Maybe. Nope, I got wings. I'll do yes. 3. Do you like me? I don't know who you are, but no comment. Who is the best? Amy Rose? Rouge? Blaze, Wave is... What? I don't understand these answers. Cream's cute, I suppose. Who is the best? Jet, Tails, Sonic, Silver's cool. Knuckles. Do I like this quiz? It's kind of whatever. What did I get? I got Wave. You know what? I obviously don't know my Sonic the Hedgehog characters. Because I don't know who Wave is. Let me just Google this. Sonic the Hedgehog Wave. Oh. She's a girl. And she's purple. And she's a burb. Yeah, I don't know who she is. Okay. No, that was a quickie quiz. Let's go back to Yandere's second quiz I found. It's from a different site. It's from marriage.com. So you know this is legit, right? Would we survive a Yandere relationship? Okay. For some people, the thought of being in a relationship with someone who would do anything for them is their ultimate desire. But what if the things a person would do for you reached a point where there was no limit to what they might do to be with you? Could you feel secure in that relationship? Could you survive a Yandere? Yes, this is what I want to know. Because I always tell you guys, don't date cray-cray. Question number 1. Do I get anxious or nervous easily? No, I do not. Do I have a problem with physical aggression in the bedroom? Yeah, I don't mind if things get physical in the bedroom, but not aggressive. If your yandere threatens dire consequences and say that they won't allow anyone to ever come between you and them, how do you feel about it? I'd be worried. Would you be okay with being with a person who is completely obsessed with you and didn't want to let you out of their sight? I don't want that. Would you be okay being in a relationship with someone who is a bit psychotic and violent towards you or others? No, I don't think so. The thing is that these are really bad quizzes because it prompts you, like you, a good quiz should ask you questions that would indirectly answer whether or not you would date a yandere. These questions straight out ask you what you are comfortable and not comfortable with. So these quiz sites are trash. I need to take a proper psychology quiz because you could game all this. It's bad. Okay. Do you think it's okay for someone you're dating to knock someone down just for flirting with you? Obviously not. Don't do that. Are you okay with your partner being dominating, overly jealous, or overprotective about you? In small, normal doses, it's good. But no, that's not healthy. Have I ever been in a yandere relationship before? I like how one of those answers is, I don't think so. Like, you weren't sure if your girlfriend or boyfriend is a yandere. I think you would know. But no, I've never been in a relationship that cray cray. Have you ever had yandere fantasies? Yes. I mean, I get it. I get why you guys like yandere so much. Only in fantasies, okay? I'm on the same page as you. Have you ever become violent towards someone else over someone you loved? Skitty's taking way too long to think about this, but no. One of the answers is rarely. No, I've never become violent towards someone. Okay, here's my answer. That I would be scared shitless if I was in a yandere relationship. I would not feel secure. And it says, it doesn't seem like you have what it takes to feel secure in a yandere relationship. But don't worry, many people feel the same way. I hope so. You would do much better in a traditional relationship, or maybe one that had some of the same features, but nothing to the extent of a yandere. The lengths a yandere might go in order to be with you doesn't seem fitting for you. Yeah, don't date yandere. Okay, I'm gonna quickly zoom through this quiz so that it would seem like I would be comfortable in the relationship, and I wanna see what the answer is. Let's date crazy. Okay, here's the answer if I were to feel safe in a yandere relationship. It says, it seems you would feel secure in a yandere relationship, regardless of what extremes your partner might go to in order to be with you. You aren't afraid of a bit of violence. In fact, there are parts of it that actually turn you on. You enjoy the jealousy and passion of this person, and even the fact that they're willing to kill for you. Okay, I feel like if you got this answer, I have some thoughts and I hope you're safe. That's all. Quizzes. These quizzes are all very bad, but they were fun to do. Okie dokie, I'm ahead off for now. If I do end up doing movie on Discord tomorrow or later this week, I'll try to ping the movie role. Alrighty, bye for now. And I hope you guys have a very nice Valentine's Day.